Okay, so in Sefei, Kufta Zayin Sefei, the Mechaber lists a few different inyanim of Sakana. We pointed out last week that Lamaisa, this Mechaber, the whole Kufta Zayin Al Haroiv, are inyanim shel Sakana Tiv'is, Sakana that we understand, not to do things dangerous, not to drink poison. We skipped, we're going to come back to Sif Gimel, eating fish and meat together. Lamaisa and Sefei, the time that the Mechaber mentioned something, that the Sakana is potentially from something Siguli, something Ruchni. That's what the Mechaber mentions, not to put Mashkin Tach Samita because of Ruach Ra Shashar Elein, because of some Indian of Ruach Ra. So we spoke last week why Dafka the Mechaber chose this one. Perhaps this Ruach Ra they knew was still Kayam, perhaps it's because the Rambam has a different time. So Maisa, the Ramah here adds to the list of Dorim Sheish B'Sakana. And Sarma also mentioned some things that seem to be machmas inyanim skuliyim. He brings this minig pashut not to drink mayim b'shasat kufa. Even though Lamaisa, the document himself brings from Rishonim that the whole thing was really just to scare people. It wasn't really. There's no real sakana b'dover. Kopanim. So over here in the Taz and the Pischei Tshuva, they quote other various different inyanim shel sakana that are not brought in Shulchan Aruch. And Lamaisa in the Pischei Tshuva over here, he mentions this. The Isser, and he's talking mitzad the sakana shabai, the Isser of that cutting down a tree, cutting down a fruit tree, could be goyim a sakana. And the Hemshech Pesach Tshuva brings the hakpadus that we find in Tzavar of Yehuda Chassid. Yehuda Chassid was one of the Baalei Tosfos, one of the Gedolei Rishonim. Well, the Maisa, so he wrote Sefer Chassidim, he wrote a Tzavah. And in his Tzavah, there are various different things written there that it's makubal that the hakpadas Yehuda Chassid has over there, that if you're over on those hakpadas, it's shayich to sakana. There's a whole big shayil in the achrenim. Maisa's Yehuda Chassid's tzavah, was it meant only for his zera, for his offspring, or is it for the whole world? Big shaylas, and Pischei Tshuva gets into the shayla of names. Kayodua, Yehuda Chassid wrote that someone shouldn't marry someone if he has a name, same name as the shver, or if the wife has the same name as her mother-in-law. So maybe we'll get a little bit into that. Yehuda Chassid. Lamaisa, the Pischei Tshuva and the Taz here mentions, so the Taz is telling us all different inyanim shel sakana. He says, "Oy racher motzinu." Oh, I found another one in Chazal. "Oy racher motzinu shasu Chazal bnei sakana shloi lokotz ilon." Not to cut down a tree. "Ha'isa peiros the isa perka goizel." That's my perka chayvel. It's more above a comma. "Amarav hay diklo the ton kaba osir lemikse." It's osir to cut it down. So okay, say this. The Gemara says it's aser. So Amar Rav Chanina, lo shachiv shiv chas bri, elo the cuts teina b'loy zimna. And the only reason, so Rav Chanina was made, kipshuto means shiv chas bri, means my son shiv chas, meaning he had a son named shiv chas, and his son shiv chas died, and Rav Chanina was made that he died because he was cuts teina b'loy zimna. He cut down a fig tree, be'iser. So the Maisa is mavur from the Gemara, that is the grace of Sakana. He was made that. That's why his son died. So Lamaisa, the Chareinim already here are bothered by this Taz. The Gilyan Marsha points out Kasha, that which he's saying. Oh, like it's mashma from this Taz that there's an inyan of Sakana. You know, we have an inyan of Gilui. We have fish and meat, and we have a problem of putting food under the bed and different zachin. I found another thing. It's a grace of Sakana to cut down a tree, and that's also like me to Kanas Chazal, not to bring you to Chazal, not to bring you to Sakana. And obviously, this Sakana would be a Sakana, which would be Sguli, not Tivi. No one understands why cutting down a tree should automatically be Gerim Sakana. So Lamaisa, the Gilim Rashi is Tamei Kasha, the Hadar Reisu. This is an Isser de Reisu. And that's what some of the other places came here all point out, that Lamaisa. Yeah, that's the question. But first of all, the Taz says, I found another thing in Chazal, that Chazal Aser to cut down Ilonah because of Sakana. Chayr has nothing to do with Chazal, nothing to do with Chazal, but Chayr, this is an Isser de Reisu. So it's just like every Lav in the Torah. Oh, good question. Maybe that was beheter. Oh, okay. So we're gonna get to that. Yes. Okay. So he's pointing out a good point. And because Lamaisa, it's shver. If I'm about to tell you this is an issur deraisa, Chayyur b'chanina's son wasn't time going around doing issurim deraisa. Okay. So Lamaisa, this issur, that's what they point out. This is all mafurish in Parashas Shoftim and the Perchof. That kisatzer al-ir, when you go to capture a city, so state first in the pasuk that you're going to make a siege on the city. Kisatzer al-ir yom rab li'loch melal l'safta loy sashchas esetza. Don't destroy the trees over there. L'ndoich lav gazin kimi menu soichel. Before the Gemara is talking about a fruit bearing tree. V'oisoy loy sichreis ki adam etz asada. Rashi says it's belashim to me. What? Why? What do the trees do wrong? You have to cut them down. L'voy b'nechem batzer. Rak etz asher teda ki loy etz meichelu oisoy sashchas charata. That you can cut down. U'banisim batzer al-ir. Okay, so we'll see. Bemis the Gemara in Bava Kama makes a drasha that if it's necessary and for different various reasons, sometimes you do have a heter, but otherwise this is a regular Issa D'Raisa. And Bemis is, this is not just like some Issa D'Raisa of cutting down trees. This is the Issa D'Raisa that we're all very familiar with from the time we were little children, the Issa Baal Tashchis. This is where the Torah tells us about the concept of Baal Tashchis, Lois Tashchis Eitza. So the Torah here specifically refers to the Eitzim, to the trees. The Maisa is preferred in the Rambam. Rambam brings halacha. The Maisa, the Rambam says that if you cut down a fruit tree with an azaros, you get malchus. It's a regular law in the Torah. And the Rambam there continues, and he says that the loy zu bovad to cut down fruit trees, but all in Yonah have said, and quotes various different Gemaras. There's a Gemara in it's one Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Gittin. What's that?
What do you have to cut
it
down for?
Oh, so we're going to see. The Rambam's going to explain the whole Hagdara, but the Maisa has to be b'derech hashchasa. So we'll see if it, different various. But Tachlos and Maisa, the Rambam says that who had in Shadron. Maisa, the Rambam does say that for Shadvarim, you don't get Malchus. Meaning other inyanim of Baal Tashchis, of Stam, being wasteful and destroying things. The Rambam speaks about the Gemara and Shabbos, destroying clothing, destroying Kalim. That even though that is Chayra in Isser of, that is an Isser of Baal Tashchis, we don't get Malchus. So the Shaila is what exactly the Rambam means. Maisa, the Rambam, if so in the Yad, these halachas are brought in Hilchos Malachim. And the halachas of a melech besieging a city, that's where the Rambam brings the halachas in the end of Perek Vav of Hilchos Malachim. So, why Lamaisa you're not getting the malchus for the other lavim? So, some learn that Lamaisa, the rest of Baal Tashchis is really midrabanan. That really the Iker Isser Dereis of Baal Tashchis is only on the trees, like Mefurish Bakra, and everything else is really just midrabanan. Lamaisa, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is Kamat Mefurish, not like that, and Loisa Seinun Zayin. So, that's difficult. The Magen Mishnah, I believe it is, on the Rambam says that it could be that the lav that you're getting malchus for is not the lois hashchus. Lois hashchus is really a klali stick of lav for all hashchus, but that you're not getting malchus for. And the malchus is really for oisoy lois sichrois, which is the iser kri, so that's the iser ketitza mamish. So it could be stafka for cutting down a tree. Al kapanim, there are some achrim that learn it's taka and iser midarabanon, the other inyanim baal tashchus. From the Rambam, it's mashma that lamaisa the ikr lav and the mefurish lav. Ki'ilu, the av l'kol hala, the av of this lav is cutting a tree, and the tolda is kaviyachol. The tolda is other inyanim of Baal Tashchis of being destructive. But since it's not mefurish in the Kara, the Rambam holds you don't get malchus. And that's that will answer a stira between the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, where it's mashmas midar. He says you don't get malchus, and the Sefer Mitzvos is k'mat mefurish. But etzim it is the reisa. Pshat is that it's a chiluk of the lav midar reisa. But since it's not mefurish, the Rambam holds you don't get malchus. There are some rais that the Rambam shita is like that in general. Okay. So Lamaisa, this is the pasuk in Shaftim. Lamaisa, this Gemara is half an amud of Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph, which we're going to discuss. That's the various pratim of this halacha. And Lamaisa, this is Mefurish in Makos and Daf Chaf Beis. Gemara says Hakoytzit Ilanus Tovus Loike. Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun says that someone who's Koytzit Ilanus is Ein Roy Sima Brachal Erlam. And one other Gemara is in Sukkah Chavtes that also mentions this idea that. That because the people who cut down good trees, so it causes them oiders to be like, and it causes different problems in the world. So the ma'isa tzarich ian on this taz, because what we're saying is that the taz seems to be mentioning some iser deraisa and calling it a question of sakana. The fact that we find in the iser baal tashchis in general and specifically in cutting down trees, the fact that we find various heterim l'tzarich, that's the general concept, is that as long as you have a specific need for this. For the thing that you're destroying or that you're cutting down, so then it's not nechal on the iser. That's before the Gemara Bava Kama, various pratim we're going to get to in a minute. So, but the point is that that's not a raya that this is an iser b'darabanan. But derechal, we find such a thing by iser b'darabanan that it's an iser b'darabanan. But tzarech gadol, hefsid, chayli, we're mekel. Mashen came by iser b'daraisa until you come to sakana safash. There's no heterim. But Maisa, this is all mevur in the Rambam. The Rambam speaks out lahedya at the iser. Yeah, exactly. So I'm just really pointing out what's really pretty obvious. Right, and the Rambam says lahedi. The Rambam says loy osur ala derech hashchasa, and meila it's about the nisa deraisa. But the ma'isa since it's only osur derech hashchasa, so we find various heterim. So what are the heterim we find in the sugya? So the ma'isa one heter is the Gemara says is that the ma'isa if cutting down the wood for the tree to sell its wood or to use its wood for whatever it is more valuable than the food it's producing, meaning it's pashut a worthwhile investment, then that's not derech hashchasa. That's just a smart investment. So the Gemara says that's mutter. That's mefurish in the Gemara. Another thing that's mefurish in the Gemara is in the Hemshach Gemara tells a story about a date tree that was next to a grapevine, and that the date tree was being mashpia, was hurting the grapevine. It was being mazik the grapevine, and since grapes are more chashiv, Taisus has a bit of a shayla about that, but it's pasha since grapes are more chashiv. So the Maisa of the Gemara says that anytime you have a tree that's causing hezek to a different tree, or hezek to something, anything else for that matter, the achrenim say, even if it's causing hezek to someone's health or someone's whatever it is, so laisa, then that's also a heter to cut down. That's mefurish in the Gemara. The Rosh on that Gemara in Bava Kamma, he adds a heter and he says that not only if the actual, you're going to use the wood, that's certainly not derech hashchasa, and not only if you're coming to be masalik nezek, if the tree is coming damaging people, you have to be masalik nezek, but hu adin, if you need the place, lafanos makun, the Rosh says that if you need the place, if you have a fruit tree and you need the place to cut it down, and this is one of the very common shayos with these halachos, to cut it down to build your house, to extend your house, to build a merpeset, to build a shul, to build something. So the Rosh says, Lamaisa, that the Rosh speaks specifically about building a house specifically. He says, for building a house, it's also not called Derech Hashchasa, and that's Mutter. And that's Lamaisa Neskabel Nachrinim. The Taz here, Lamaisa says, after he brings this, he says that he says, Maisa Shahaya, and he gave a psak, that Lamaisa, if it was to make Makom to build a house, he was Makel. What's that? There is one of the Achrenim I saw in with Lerner Sefer, Shmiras Guf Nefesh, where he brings Mamish all the Makayos from everywhere. So he found one Achren that was Maisa Machman. Oh, so now one second. This is the Rosh. Azoshtet and Shulchan Aruch. Azoshtet and all the Poskim. Maisa Medina, it's Mutter. So now, but we're still Be'emes stuck in a bit of a quandary over here. Because Maisa, we're not learning Hilchos Baal Tashkis. And we're learning Hilchos Sakana. So where does the Sakana play a role over here? So the Maisa like this. So we pointed out already, Taz quotes the Gemara that Rabbi Chanina said, and that's where we're going to get back to this issue, why some people are exceedingly machmer about this, and they can have all the hetayim in the world, and they still won't do anything about it.
This is, of course, assuming that the tree is...
fruit-bearing.
Not only fruit-bearing, but also not rotting on the inside, that it's going to be a Sakana by itself.
Meaning to fall on someone.
To fall on,
yes,
on
certainly. Yeah. Yeah, that's nichlal on the hetar Sakana. The place can say, anytime the tree is betzem a mazik or a potential mazik, this is for sure a hetar. Okay,
and
so...
I'm assuming that you wouldn't even have these Sakanas of a Vivaposa.
Oh. So one second. So we're going to get that. So Maisa, the Indian of Sakana is before. This is where it's two Gemaras. It's in Bava Kamma over there and in Bava Basra and Chavav. So Rabbi Chanina was made that his son died because he cut down a tree. So Shteitar, that it's a Sakana. That's where the place can bring this concept of Sakana from. And Maisa, the place can do quote this as a Sakana. It's not just the Taz over here. It's Archa Shulchan over here in Kofta Zayin. Shulchan Acharav in his Halachas and Shmir Saguf. The Kitzel Shulchan Arach and Simon Namigimel. Chachma Sadim. Klaas Amiches. So this is like brought and accepted that there is an Indian of Sakana. So what's the Takat of Pshat of this Sakana? I mean, it's a sakana to do any avera, you know, do averas, but in trouble. So why, what's dafka, especially the Indian of sakana here? So not 100% clear. This seems to be something like chazal or magala to us, and some kind of Indian suguli that dafka, this avera, comes with it, a special sakana. Lamaisa, there's a Rashi Psachim. The Gemara Psachim doesn't say sakana. The Gemara Psachim does say someone who cuts down trees, it's not going to be roi simin bracha. So Rashi the Lamaisa says, why not? He says, because when people see you cutting down a tree, you're doing a very strange thing. So people do strange things, people look at them, and they talk about them, and everyone points at them. From the fact you're doing strange things and drawing attention to yourself, so Rashi says that's a way to bring an ayin ra on a person in stam, just because you're doing a very strange thing, a very valuable tree, people see you cutting down, that could bring an ayin ra, so it could be that's one of the inyanim sakana. It's taka, Chazal or Megalot us that it's, there is some kind of sakana shabadavar. No, so a regular tree, it's not so strange to cut down. It makes perfect sense. Cut it down. I mean, what's not so chashav, you cut it down for whatever it's like. But if you cut down a chashav fruit tree, so people already start giving an ayinah. So Lamaisa, they bring, in his sefer, in Shmiras HaGuf, he brings various of the different svarim that bring, basically it seems to trace its way back to the Arizal that, you know, al peep shot, it's like, you know, al peep shot, we said that the pasuk in Shreftim says, don't cut the tree, ki adam eitz asada. What did he do? The adam is the Eitz Asada a person? So that's Al Pip Shat. But it seems that the Arizal was Megala, that Al Pisaid, Ki Adam Eitz Asada. And that the Arizal said that different neshamas are mezgalgal into trees and into different types of plant life. It seems to be true about animals as well, Matura and Shum. But Lamaisa, so that's what the Arizal was Megala, Al Pisaid, some kind of Indian of neshamas, Megugalim, that somehow make their ways into these trees and therefore cutting them down could cause up as a big rash.
Is it dafka fruit trees or any tree type thing that produces something that has a benefit?
Yes, yeah, so, okay. Interesting. Kipshuto, it's only a fruit tree. Kipshuto, what's mashma, it's Michael. So, what else are you referring to? Meaning, certainly from a regular, even just a regular Lani Srak, from a regular tree, you have a lot of benefit. We cut it down for wood, for.
I'm saying, like, let's say if aloe vera type thing wasn't a plant
right.
And it came.
It right, has some kind of medicinal or some kind of purpose, yeah. So, Kipshuto, the Chashivas, we'll see a bit of variety. Kipshuto, the Chashivas, that the Hakpad was only in the Chashivas of Pears. We'll see a little bit of variety for that. Because the Maisa of the Gemara says that even a fruit tree that's producing some fruit, but it's already like an old tree and it's only producing small amounts, so then there's no issur to cut it down. And the Gemara says different shiurim. So the Gemara says if it's a regular fruit or like a date, so then it has to be producing a kav. The Gemara says when it's a chashivus of an olive, if it's an olive tree which has more of a chashivus, then it's even producing a smaller amount. So it's mashma that at least the chashivus of the tree was required, and then we have different daggers within peiros, but okay. So that's somehow the inyan of sakana, some kind of ayin hara, al pisayid, and the mice of the poskim do bring this issue of sakana. So, okay, so we understand that. So the Lashon of the Taz is a little bit difficult. He says, Chazal, we don't tell the Reisa. That's still a little bit difficult. And the mice of the Taz seems to make it sound like the whole issue is sakana. We know this is an Isser Reisa, and it comes along with the sakana. Seder, there's a special sakana, al pisayid, we know the Gemara's Megal. Maisa, the Taz is still a little bit trash. So the Maisa, there is a Yavitz, and this is what Rabbi Sofer was referring to, that the Yavitz Stan has a Kasha. Bechal Kasha on this Taz, like the Achrena mask on the Taz, but also Stan. What Rabbi Chanina said, his son Shivcha's Bri died, Mashwa, only because of this thing. Mashwa is a Ganze Gvaldige Tzaddik, and was a Mummer Dover Echad, he went and cut down fruit trees, like that was his big taiva in the world. So the Maisa, the Yavitz says, a very big Kiddush. And he says that in a Chanami, we're talking about ba'ifin that it was mutter, because we already said the Gemara says various different types of eterim, either because you need it for the money, either because you need the space, either because it's damaging something. So really, it was ba'ifin that it was mutter al pi din, al pi the Gemara, and al pi the Rambam who shtalzavek the halacha lemaisa and like the Taz himself passing. But af al pi kain, there's some kind of midas chasidos and some kind of inyan shal sakana that remains even when you have ba'ifin heter of cutting down trees, and that's how the Yavis learned. That's what this Gemara is being megala. Which is a very big chiddush. Kipshutoi, we have a Rambam and we have a Gemara in a Rambam that say this is mutter b'chiyai gavna. And the Rambam, okay, so we do have the Gemara that mentions what this story, but when Matzino in the Rambam that he says, oh, by the way, you should know that it's mutter gomer b'chiyai gavna, but you know, dam of b'roisha is going to be sakana safashis if you do such a thing. So it is a little bit difficult, but okay, so we're going to get back to this point. That's why this Yavitz is not necessarily the accepted pshat. That's what the Yavitz says. There's different lashonis in the poskim. I believe the Yavitz does say it's still sakana. He certainly says not mitzvahs. There is another. I think it's in the Tshuvas Kerem Shlomo says there's sakana. Yeah, he's saying that's no. So it could be like this. It could be he's saying ba'etzim it's not sakana. It's mitzvahs chasidus. And Shichvas, the son of Rabbi Chanina, was by grace at Sadik Yisrael Olam. So even for him, every daka stick a thing. Yeah, for him, even for mitzvahs chasidus. Lab daka is it? Yeah. So this is the question in a chanami. So I said you have to look in the Yavitz. I think he's saying more something like other chamidus chasidus. Maisa, they bring other achrenim, Kerem Shloima, others that say taka the inyan of sakana blibes. And the maisa, this little bit gets us into the tzavah b'yuda chasid. Now the tzavah b'yuda chasid has all kinds of things that seem very strange to us, and there's a big machlokes. You have to keep it, like we said, mentioned about the names, marrying someone with the same name, different name, all kinds of other seemingly very not understood things. Because al pi soid, all al pi kabbal. And like, you know, he says things like, you know, the day you're traveling, don't shine your shoes, like different strange things. Like he says not to live in certain places, like things we would never. And one of the things it says in Sefer Yisrael Chassid is like, you know, the Maram Makam, I have Maram Makam, Simen Memhei says, don't cut down fruit trees. So Shkoyach, I mean, you know, all the other things, Mela, he made up, he's telling us things, I'll be Said, I'll be whatever, but Maisa, Zakh Yisrael Chassid, keep the Torah. I'm saying, as I state in the Torah, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees, so my high. So Maisa, Al Derech this Yavitz, that's what some of the Achrenim say, that the Pshat and the Yavitz also has to be similar to what this, the Pshat and the B'yuda Chassid, and the Torah Yisrael Chassid has to be Al Derech this Yavitz. And the Pshat ultimately is that B'yuda Chassid is being Megal, that even if you have Heterim, even it's Ba'if and Hamutar, Al Pishulchan Arach, Maisa, there's still potentially a Sakana B'davar. There still is a Sakana B'davar. Okay, Lamaisa, this whole thing is Lamaisa a little bit shver, because again, when we have a Rambam and we have a Shulchan Aruch, Kaviyachol Shulchan Aruch, you know, we don't have Shulchan Aruch, but we have a Rambam and we have a Gemara that says that certain things are mutter, and we just have one line of Gemara, it's hard to say that it's still sakana. That's why many Achrenim did not accept this whole Mahalach. In terms of Yehuda Chassid, it's not such a kasha, because Bechal, many Achrenim don't accept Yehuda Chassid. The Noid Yehuda Shita is that Tzavas Yehuda Chassid was said only for his Zera and Zera Yad Olam, but not for the rest of the world. That's a whole big Shaila. But Lamaisa, in terms of the etzim, the yayivitz and the etzim iser of the Gemara, so Lamaisa, a lot of Achrenim, the Binyan Siyan, the Beis Shloimo, these were, you know, from the Gedoy Achrenim, the Chidon in Chaim Sha'al, various different Achrenim all are chiluk on this idea of the yayivitz and say that no, it's Hab HaTalia. The Torah was megal to us that this iser came along with some kind of sakana, but abada, if you have the heter, you have the heter. And what are we going to say about Rabbi Chanina's son? Okay, so we'll have to say that he was over on some kind of dakos, but he was over on some kind of case where it was shaykh to the iser. But if you mamash have the heter glat, Medina the Gemara, so many, and I believe most Achrenim assume that there's no iser remains.
I'm asking that if fewer religious areas and there's a special sakana?
Yeah. That much we understand, and that's what all the place can bring. That's Tarach HaShulchan and the Nishma and the Chayadom and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says special sakana. And that's why, okay, listen, it's a sakana to be over any avera, but specifically this sister, it's something to be treated with extra chomer. But if you maisa have the heter glat, okay, but maisa, because lemaisa it's not clear, and because lemaisa the Gemara in Sukkah says you're not going to, the Gemara in Pesachim says you're not going to be roisim and bracha. And lemaisa it's a scary thing. The Gemara says that. Shifchas Bri says that his son died. You know, it's like what the Gemara says by taking down mezuzahs. It's like people treat this as like the Isser Chamash Shabbat Torah, because the Gemara in Bava Metzia says taking down mezuzahs causes sakana. Maisa shteit sakana. So people then they're not happy about it. Maisa the Achrenim are noitel hachmir. So that we find various different things that Achrenim say how to push kind of try to avoid the issue, not to push it, take an axe and cut down a fruit tree, because that Maisa the Gemara seems to be megal that's sakana. So one, yeah, go ahead.
Is it possible that this kind of might be where, I'm just saying an example, where it's, you have a heter gamur,
okay,
but you have the ability to still be like makor,
okay,
meaning...
Okay, the Achrenim do mention such a concept, that maybe, the stam is a shayla in the Achrenim, that which you have a heter to, you know, build out a merpeset, so the rush says to build a merpeset, build your house, it's mutter to cut down fruit tree. The question is, but let's say it's a little inconvenient, but you could have built it to the side. You could avoid it. So that could be a shaila in the Isser. It could also be potentially a hezber in the Gemara. That's like something that's shaykh to the Isser, that someone like Rabbi Chanina's son would have been held accountable for, even though L'chayim Ikra, then it's mutter, because it's for whatever reason you want to go this way, but in a chanam. So one thing that Chanam say, and this is... This is one of the eights used, and this is a common issue, whether for expanding diras, whether for mepesets. I know by our building we had an issue that Pasha, the sewage tank, we have some kind of fruit tree that barely gives fruit, but the mice did give fruit, and it was growing into the sewage tank, was causing a big hezek, and the guy came, he said the only way to do it is to chop it out, and to kill the tree. So yeah, these shilas do come up. And Maisa was very interesting to see. Maisa, when we went around, we were asking different people. People were not so quick to be makel. So one of the things the Pesachim say, that Shlomo Kluger and Tuf Tamadas, so he says, Amir La'akum is mutter. He says, Al Dei Goy, it's not a problem. The Isser was to go with you. The whole Inyan of Sakana, again, certainly when there's a heter, because you have because you need it for Revach or whatever it is, but even by Isser, Shlomo Kluger is not to say that Amir La'akum might not necessarily be a problem. Now, what people ask on this issue, on this heter of Shlomo Kluger, is that the Rambam says lahedyo, you're not allowed to cut down trees, and he says, first in the Rambam, he says, begam, if there's an amas mayim that's feeding the tree and allowing it to sprout, so the Rambam says, you're not allowed to cut off that amas mayim, which would, in fact, be goyrim that the tree would dry up and die. You're not allowed to do that. So shteit dar, that this iser, says the Rambam, the iser baltash, because it's also bederach grama. Well, you're not doing it be a daim. You stop the water, meil, it doesn't get treated. It's called a grama in halacha. So you see grama's usher. So some of that chayim tined out. So if grama's usher, you see you don't have to do a ma'aseh be a daim. So what's a better idea, goy?
That way the goy is getting the call instead of you.
Oh, okay. Could be. So the ma'aseh, this is a big shayla. Stam and Hilchah Shabbos, you know, Gavi the Gedarim of Grama and Amir Akum. There's a marsham that does say, quotes from the Sefer Yehoshua, who's a ben doyer of Rabbi Eger. And the ma'aseh in Lomdus, it could be because of this, what you're saying is true, that the ma'aseh, it could be Amir Lakum is better than Grama, because Soif Kol Soif Grama, that's what the Gemara says, and Bavakamba, it's in the sky, Machshavtoi. Ultimately, you're the one who shtal that avek, even if it wasn't your Maisa. Hashem can a goy can do what he wants. You know, Batsim we pass, ain't Shlichus Lagoy, and Sadai to the Nafshe. So it's a little bit more his Maisa, maybe Adar Abba, the call will go on his head, Nachbezer. But the Maisa, that's one potential way out of the Rambam. The Maisa, in terms of the Sakana, I stam have a different taina. But the Rambam over there is listing the Isser of Baltashchis. So Rambam there says a lot of things. He says you can't cut down a tree, can't dry up a tree, can't cut your clothes, you can't destroy clothing, destroy kalim, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So it could be that stopping the water from coming to a tree is enechanam, it's Baltashchis. But lav dafka is that nichlal in this special inyan of sakana. Meaning all Shlomo Kluger is saying could be is that lagabe the special chaymer of sakana, again, like we spent last week from Ramesh, Ramesh said, inyani sakana, inyanim sugulim, so we don't know. So Maisa, the Pasuk, is talking lahedya about cutting down trees, yeah? Oysoi loy sichres, don't chop it down. So it could be that to ruin a tree, b'derech grama, that in itself might already not be a chelik of the sakana. It's baltashkis, you have to have a heter for baltashkis. But no one assumes that a person who's over in baltashkis tears a shirt, shalal tzarech, no one thinks that that's going to be a special, that's certainly not the special akana. So it's elamites, an Indian of trees. So, okay, so it might be totally, like we said, in the timing of Rashi, and Ayin Hara, whatever it is, but lamaisa, it could be lagabi the sakana, it's less chomer when you're doing it with derech grama, and melehu adin by amir la'akum. Okay, but al kol panim, people, again, you know, people tend to get very superstitious about these things. You know, that's what the Ramah says in Sefei. Some of the Achrenim say in Sefei that this thing the Ramah says about not drinking mayim from the Tkufus during the Tkufus, so some of the Achrenim say, Betzim, it's all a bunch of nonsense. But Lamais, it scares people. And it scares people to keep the Torah. So that's why the Rishonim said it. That's what some of the Achrenim say here. So Lamais, that's the Matias. People get very scared. You know, more Shilas are asked about taking down mezuzahs when you leave a deer than like any Shilas. Because Lamais, everyone knows, Sakanups, a chomer dick thing. So Lamaisa, but Achrenim really did take this seriously, and so they came up with another Eitzah. And they said, maybe, instead of Amir La'akum, maybe sell the tree to the guy. Be mafker the tree, give it to the guy. Make sure it's not your tree. So this, a couple of Achrenim do say this. Now, L'chayra, it's very shver. Because Lamaisa, what's the Torah talking about? Kisatzer al-ir, yamim rabim, we're going to siege a city. So they're in the outskirts of some city that they were sieging, and they were fruit trees there. So Torah says those were owned by the Yidden. If anything, those were owned by the Goyim, or maybe they were Hefker. So the emphasis is, what you have to say L'chayra is that in a Chanami, there's no special halacha of Bailus over here. There's no special halacha that has to be yours. So in a Chanami, if you selling it to a guy, some of the Achrenim I think are mashma like this, but that's L'chayra certainly not true, that if you sell it to a guy, then you still can't take an axe and hack it down. That's L'chayra what the Torah is talking about. That's the case of the Torah. Elamai, but if you sell it, so let's say I hold selling it to a guy is not enough, and Amir La'akam is also no good, meaning having the guy cut down your tree. But if you do both, in Stam you have no sheiches. If you sell it to the guy and you tell the guy to chop down his tree, that's what the Achrenim meant. So very nice, Amir La'akam is no good, because ultimately you're being going in the cutting of your tree. Cutting down a guy's tree is also Aser. That's a Azoi Shteit in Torah. That's the case of Satzer Al-Ir. But the Maisa, if you give the whole thing to a guy and you know he chops the whole thing down, so Achrenim there you talk have no sheiches. And some of the Achrenim said, still, it's harama, you're not really selling it. So they were even on this, they weren't happy about.
It's no problem to do that in Eretz
Yisrael. Of what? Yeah, it's another problem. Loisichanim and Achanami. You have to know if you have Hezav Loisichanim of giving things to Gaim and Achanami. Question is, do you have to sell the tree or the fruit with the tree and Achanami? Not the fruit with the tree, but the land with the tree and Achanami. That's another Shaila. That, you know, this Isra applies in Chosel Eretz as well, but in Eretz Yisrael, that would be an issue as well. So Maisa, you know, so Vector, so these are the Eitzes that are used. I'm not sure about giving Machin to the guy, but certainly Amir La'akam. So some of the Achrenim say, and this is what one of, when we had this issue, one person told us that, you know, in some of the Achrenim it says, in the Zivchei Tzedek, the Sigit Rav Tshuvas, okay, I forget the name. So he says that you have to get the Heter of a Beis Din. And by Al-Pi Heter Beis Din, then that'll take off the Sakana. But Stam, one Rav is not enough. You have to go to three Rabbanim or go get the Heter of a Beis Din. And then it says, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, you know, by Rav Moshe's Chidushim, by Gilui, Moshe has different Chidushim about, not Gilui, of Batzal Kalaf, of leaving eggs overnight. So Rebelski in his Tshuva writes that Rav Moshe's right. And then Rebelski says that even if Rav Moshe's wrong, it's okay. Because Maisel, this is an Indian from Sakana, and the Shedim are Meshubid to Rav Moshe. Moshe says, Seder, they have no kayach over Moshe, and he brings a Gemara. Gemara and Pesachim, Daf Kufi Beis, tells the Maisa over there that different Amorim met up with the Shedim and they kicked him out of town, and v'chule, v'chule. So the Maisa, like Al-Pizeh, the Achrenim say, if you get a heter from the Bedatz, you know, from and I saw it, Meir Brandsdorfer has a tshuva, that someone asked him, call him from America, it's a shayla of knocking down a tree for whatever tzairich. And then the day he was making, he said, but I think you should, you know, send a letter to the Bedatz Eid HaChredis and get a shtempel from them, and then that'll take care of you. So that's another thing that some people are wary about this. So certainly these are the different Eitzes. First of all, to make sure that it's completely necessary, to make sure that it's unavoidable, and to Lamaisa do it dafka al-yedei goy, and potentially to get the heter of three Rabbanim, or to get some kind of heter of a Bedatz. There's an interesting shaila, which seemed like a big chiddush to me, but Maisa, it's not so pashut. Is this Isser just to cut down the whole tree, to kill the tree? What if I want to cut off a big arm, a big branch of the tree? Even then the tree will continue on. So Maisa, if it's to help the tree grow, and if it's to assist the tree, so that's loigara, that's certainly the halachas of revach, you know, just like you're allowed to cut down the whole tree, it helps you certainly to help the tree. What? Oh, yeah. So zmira, so helping the tree, that's it. So let's say you want to hack off half the tree. That part won't grow back. It's an older tree, whatever it is, and it's gonna remain in its present matzav. So it's interesting. There is a shtickle, machlokes achrenim about this. There's a Mishnah Melech in Yisurim Mizbeach, and he brings over there that by the Mizbeach, they had to cut down various trees for the maracha, for Mizbeach, pasha for the fire. And one of the things they cut cut down, the Gemara says, is Murbius shall ta'inim. So the Mishnah Melech brings at the Be'er Sheva Frek that how are you allowed to cut down these branches? It's Lois Ashkes. It's Isser Balta Ashkes. So the Mishnah Melech there says, he says, I don't know what he's talking about. It's just cutting off a branch. That's certainly not Nechlon the Isser. So, which seems very mistaken, that the whole Isser is to totally destroy the tree. So Maisa, I heard from Rav Ashweis, and it's printed in Menchus Asher and Pasha Shaftim. See, he said that he has a shtickle right, it's Machlok Sushainim. Because there's a Taisus in Brachas and Daf Lamed Vav. And Taisus says, why did Torah have to aser Ketzitzas Ilanas B'Shvias? You're not allowed to cut trees on Shvias. Why don't forget about Shvias? It's also the whole year. I enjoy Taisus Akasha, and whatever Taisus answers. So Zuck there, L'chari the Kasha doesn't start. Hare, the Isser of Ketzitzas Ilanas is only to chop down the whole tree. And on Shvias, it's also even to prune the tree, even to cut down even small branches. And that's not what Taisus answers. And that's what Taisus Kasha is. So L'chari it's Mashram Taisus that there is taka problem cutting down even branches. So again, but derech klal, you're going to have hetayim because it's going to grow back. It's to help the tree of a chulit. But the Maisa, so the Meiri over there, Taka says, that's why Tosis Kasha, not a Kasha. The Meiri says, yeah, Vada, what's the Shaila? It's Chaluk. This is only Yisra on the whole tree and the Yisra on the branches. So it's Mashma Taka, the Shtikl Mechalik is a Shreinim. Interesting to Maisa. The Maisa, the Be'er Sheva himself, Mishnah Melech is quoting Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva himself said a different teretz. How are they allowed to? So he held. What we're saying is maybe like it's Meduyik and Taisus that it is also to cut down even part of a tree, half a tree, whatever, a big thing that won't grow back and you don't have the head. So the Be'er Sheva says maybe Tzarich Mitzvah is Mutter. And this talk a lot of Achronim say that Tzarich Mitzvah you also have the heter. It's Loi Gara from Revach. I mean, the Gemara Betzim is Mavur and Bavakamu that for Tzarich Pasha Parnasa, Pasha, if you need to make a living and it's worth a worthwhile investment, you're allowed to cut it down. So Achronim assume that also Tzarich Mitzvah should be Loi Gara. Various different things you see in Achronim. One of the big shilas is to cut down trees to build a shul. So, but like you said, you know, different people when they're building their houses, it was a whole, you know, by building shuls, people try to avoid it. L'maisi, because of the chaymer inyan, the chassidim particularly are more machmer on the inyan, so they try to avoid this mamash at all costs. They won't buy there, they won't build there, they won't whatever. But l'maisa, certainly mutl l'tzayich revach, and l'achrenim do say that l'tzayich beis hakneses is okay. That's what, that yaivitz that I mentioned in Ayivav, he says l'tzayich mitzvah is no problem whatsoever. The Divrei Chaim has a tshuva. Rebetzim, he was saying a heter to expand the mikvah, and they brought up to him the problem that you're going to have to be oikir ilonis, and even though they had a mikvah, but for the revach of the mikvah, he said it's seder and there's no problem. So in the Sefer Shemir Sagof HaNefesh, he has a kasha. He says that the Medrash in Parshas Truma says that shteit of the mishkan was made from atzei shittim oimdim. So the Medrash says, why atzei shittim oimdim? So the Medrash says, in Parshas Truma, Medrash Rabbah, that lomda atayra derech eretz, l'doris. That a person goes to build his house, and he wants to go cut down an apple tree. So a person should say, Ma Melech Malchayim Lachim wanted to make his house, the Mishkan, and he only used Atzei Shittim. So Kol Shekein, you make a Kol Shekein by yourself, and for your own house, Avada, you shouldn't use a fruit tree, you should use Atzei Shittim, Ilan Yisrak. So it's like there, you see that even Tzarech Mitzvah is Aser, that's his Kasha. So L'chayra, it's not such a Kasha, because L'maisa, it's Mavur L'chayra in the Medrash, that if I cared, Lim D'Torah Derech Eretz is the Lashon of the Medrash, that if I cared, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to do something that even though Medina would be Mutter Kaviyachol, Alpi Dinei Lois Ashkes, Balta Ashkes, in order that Lim D'Torah Derech Eretz to make a Kal V'Chaymer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meshub B'Chal, and he went and Akedei Kach V'Chor, state nisht in the Medrash B'Chal, that Tzarech Mitzvah, there's no Heter Isser, okay, B'Chal, to bring right from Medrash is a little bit difficult. So that's another one of the Shikulim, the shaylas, if it's a shayla of a tzarech mitzvah for a shul, or for some other thing, fine. I'll just be mesayim that is one of the other inyanim of Yehuda Chassid. So we mentioned that Yehuda Chassid very strangely quotes this isra as part of his tzava. So we said maybe it's ba'ifin that there was no isra and there's still a sakana. Some achrenim say, most achrenim say, as long as you're being mekayim the din, there's no problem. There's another chelik of tzavas Yehuda Chassid over there that is kashur to this inyan. Yehuda Chassid says punks like yard. He says if you have a tree that's like some kind of mutant type of tree that's growing fruit, double crops, two crops a year, in some way that's not the normal way. So shteit nebiyud chasid, cut it down miyad, chop it down. Don't let it wait 1 minute. Chop it down miyad. So frekt all the achrenim. That's against the Torah. You know that one. The previous one was that he was just quoting a pasuk, and here he's saying just push it against the Torah. So my high. You know, most of the things nebiyud chasid are like parav. These are just strange things that we don't really understand where they come from. So either you mak or not mak, big shayim achrenim. Fine, but here, what do we do about this? So again, so some say that maybe we'll have to learn that as Alpi, the other shtekel on Yehuda Chassid, maybe he was talking about ba'ifin that there was no iser, or that you had some kind of a heter, v'chule. A maisa, tachas maisa, so the Yavitz, who was known not to be machni at anyone, not to Shulchan Aruch, not to Yishayim, whatever it is. So the Yavetz has a sefer called Migdal Oiz, and he says that whatever pshat may be, but pshita, chalila, to because of Yudah Chasid, to go be over in Isha Dereis and to chop down fruit trees, because they have double crops. The Yavetz here says that usually these types of trees die anyway, and whatever, and once it's not a fruit-bearing tree, if it stops bearing fruit, anyway, you have a heter. Lakapanim, klabi the din, this is, you can't use this Yudah Chasid as a heter.